Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio as well, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. We roll along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday, Masters Week, the college basketball season now in a new phase. You know, games all in the rearview mirror, champions crowned, and away we go into the offseason. Coaching carousel, who's going to get the Kentucky job, Calipari finalizing Arkansas as we speak, and a TV rating on Monday night, which we'll tell you after the break, that is, well, my eyebrows arched when I saw it, without a doubt. Some of the other things we'll delve into. The Hurley situation at UConn, two in a row now. We'll see where this program turns. Name, image, likeness, transfer portal, one and dones. Dillingham leaves Kentucky. Of course, Cal's out. New coach undecided. Rob Dillingham, kid from Hickory, North Carolina. He's a one and done, the latest from Kentucky. Opening day at Fenway was always a rite of spring, so to speak, when you grow up in New England. Red Sox, Orioles, let me tell you something. The tables have turned. That Oriole team is outstanding. It really and truly is. Not only pitching, hitting. They play some, I won't say National League style of baseball, but they'll bunt people up. They'll steal bases. They'll hit and run. That Baltimore team is a lot of fun to watch. It really and truly is. And, of course, Masters Week and, Tiger, his press conference. They're not stupid. They're not stupid down in Augusta. They know. You put him on media day right there at Square on Tuesday and let Tiger say what he's going to say, and that is, hey, if everything comes together, I win or have a chance to win. We all know that that's not going to happen. It just isn't. He's not healthy. He's lucky if he can finish a round. Last time out, did not finish, so we shall see. Weather going to be shaky on Thursday for the start of the Masters, but it's going to be an idyllic weekend as well. So they'll probably stack things up and double up tee times on Friday. You can look forward to that. But that's where we get started. Those TV numbers last night, a lot to get to. Some of the pairings at Augusta as we ready for the Masters. And we'll be there for Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. Keep it right here.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, we talked the world of sports live here, and we are joined with Facebook Live, too. So welcome the people out there on Facebook land, which is kind of nice, but cross-country on iHeart, TuneIn Radio as well, Simple Radio. And let me tell you something. They needed all sorts of outlets to get people excited about UConn-Purdue last night. I mean, you had a team going for a repeat, which was successful, 75-60 UConn over Purdue. You could see this coming a mile away, but boy, these television numbers are stunning. And the factor that you have to put right out there when you look at 14.8 million, and I think that was the peak, that's 10 million less than the women on Sunday in Cleveland. I mean, this is, I was thinking maybe 17, 18, but this is stunning. Now you could say, look, Turner Sports, TNT, TBS, True TV, I have YouTube TV, so when I logged on last night, it gave me the choice of the three. I think I hit TBS, but, you know, you got Iron Eagle, you got Raftery, you got Grant Hill, no Jim Nantz for the first time in, 30-some-odd years. Nantz is going to stay on at CBS and obviously do the Masters this week. We'll say goodbye to Vern Lundquist, who will do his 40th and final Masters in the 16th hole tower. He has seen two of probably the greatest shots ever. Tiger in 2005, the Nike logo chip in that hung on the lip, and the Nike logo winked at the world. And we say goodbye to a true broadcasting legend in Vern Lundquist. And I believe it's tonight or tomorrow. I think it's tonight. Rich Lerner sat down with Vern Lundquist. Golf Channel is going to have that. And I want to see that and archive that and retrieve it because, you know, just some famous, you know, one-liners, those, you know, in your life, did you ever think you'd see a shot like that when Tiger chipped in? Just these are YouTube gems from Vern Lundquist. So we digress. UConn-Purdue, listen, everyone's heard the breakdown of the game so far. There's a bigger conundrum here. Now, this year's 2024 title game with UConn and Purdue in Glendale was up slightly from last year, UConn and San Diego State, which was the least watched men's title game on record. So what you see here is a pyramid, and we're way down at the bottom. We're way down here. What is college missing? To me, it's as simple can be. College basketball, college sports in particular, but more so in basketball, there's no stars. We the one and dones. And I'm not saying Calipari's the only one. Duke had the problem. You know, the legendary Mike Krzyzewski implored guys to hang around, get their education. Some listened, some didn't. North Carolina, Kansas, all the marquee schools, UCLA, UConn, and we could go Louisville, on and on and on. There's no time in a one-and-done scenario for these guys to build a following. Caitlin Clark had five years at Iowa. She didn't exercise her COVID year. But listen, she built it up over time. There was her freshman year, her sophomore year. There was some, you know, two trips to the Final Four, two runners-up. She built her star quality over time. We don't see that in on the men's side anymore. And that, to me, is smoking gun factor number one. We need stars. We need these guys to build over time, and it just doesn't happen. They go to the NBA, and we just lose them. We absolutely lose them in the shuffle. I think college basketball has to take a look at this. And now it's showing up with – I mean, these numbers are embarrassing. I even want to find out. I'm going to take a stab and guess here that there might have been a regular season game in college basketball this year that did close to double figures. This is a national championship game with a repeat title, and I hate this, you know, you win two, you're a dynasty. We like to throw that dynasty word out there. Look, they're back-to-back. It's impressive. It's very hard to do. It's hard to win one. Ask Coach Cal, who's packing his bags with his wife, Ellen, and picking up out of Lexington, headed to Fayetteville. And I'll have a thought on that. Cal went before the TV cameras today and made it official. And they're finalizing his deal in Fayetteville with the Arkansas Razorbacks. And I think Coach Cal was sincere today. But I'll tell you, these ratings, the state of college basketball is a mess right now. I don't think there's any denying it. So, you know, and of course, I like to do these little informal, you know, anecdotal things with people you see, you get online, you run it by people. And even in the Northeast, from whence I came, they said, yeah, you know, really not into it. You know, Red Sox are starting. The Celtics were more concerned about that. The Bruins are playing great hockey. Who knows? We might get a Stanley Cup and an 18th NBA championship. UConn, you know, they're kind of there. They're on the radar screen, but not really. That's what I heard from the Northeast. And, you know, we'll put up Brock Hines, who will really have his pulse on this, and we shall see. I think what we need, again, is we need a powerhouse. We do. We need a Duke. We need a North Carolina. Don't forget what college basketball has lost over the last decade. Krzyzewski, the North Carolina, you know, again, among the blue bloods, you know, they coaching, you know, coaching changes and players departing early. Kentucky, even though they've been steady 15 years, only one championship during the Coach Cal 15-year run in Lexington. That was in 2012. A Cinderella story. We need one of those. Yeah, you get them in the first round. Are we going to see, you know, a mid-major get to the Final Four again? So my feeling is it was really devoid of storylines. Really captivating storylines. And until that happens, I think it's going to be tough. Now, the other big thing is, now what happens to the women's game? You know, you've got South Carolina loaded. You've got, you know, Iowa is going to be really hit hard. Not only are they losing Caitlin Clark, they're losing Kate Martin, they're losing Gabby Marshall, they're losing one other. They've got a nice little core coming back, and obviously Lisa Bluter is going to be able to recruit to Iowa City because she's got a story to sell in a program that has been illuminated by massive amounts of publicity, and we wish them well. But I think women's basketball and men are going to be in a head-bobbing race right now. I don't think the women are going to run away and leave the men in the dust, but at the same time, they're not going away. Women's basketball is not going away. And now I'm going to segue to next Monday night, that WNBA draft. And I'm really starting to come around to think that because she's got that momentum coming from her college career and all the records and the Maravich records and, you know, the Final Four run and the near national championship, didn't quite get there back-to-back. I think Caitlin Clark is certainly going to be the torchbearer for the WNBA. I think that league's going to get a little bit of juice. I really think I think it's going to be relevant. I do. I think the Midwest for where she's from is going to have an initial follow. I'm hearing rumblings that the Indiana Fever might play a game or two in Des Moines at the state capitol at Wells Fargo Arena, which is hosted three regional men and a site for three regionals, 16,000 to capacity. They're going to showcase the league. Now, it might be preseason. I don't know. But we're hearing rumblings, and there's nothing substantiated yet. But that certainly makes some sense. They are going to showcase Caitlin Clark without a doubt. I think it's great. To be honest with you, I think it's awesome that the women's basketball has come up to such a level that the numbers they put up, you can't ignore them. And you can't, I don't think yet, say, well, it's just a one-shot aberrational deal. I don't believe that. I don't. I think this thing has some sustenance. I think there's some solidity to it. And I think it's going to get solidified with more emerging stars. LSU, that program. You know, as much as you want to knock her, Angel Reese did a lot for women's college basketball. I mean, you know, as much as a lot of people get really uptight about saying this, Brittany Griner did a lot. She brought a lot of awareness to it. And, you know, if you want to take the old P.T. Barnum line that there's no such thing as bad publicity, Griner's situation over in Russia, now the international travel to the Olympic.
Love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Sorry about that, folks. Had a little technical malfunction here with my mic being muted. Away you go. Maybe that's the radio gods trying to tell me something. All right, I think you got the gist of the women's basketball repartee. Let's get to Augusta here. Listen, Tiger Woods today speaking to the media. He's not in the picture of health. He just isn't. And look, this is a tournament where he wants to be there. His career right now, Tiger Woods is reduced to the majors and, right, a select few tournaments. We're occasionally going to see him. We're going to see him at the Masters. U.S. Open will be at Pinehurst this year. We'll see him at the PGA. Likely see him at the British Open again if the weather is decent. You never know what you're going to get. And I don't know where it is yet this year. I haven't looked that far down the road. But this we do know. He's a shell of his former self. A victory for Tiger, I think make the cut would be a huge victory, right? If he delights the masses that show up at Augusta, Georgia, and he's playing Saturday and Sunday, that is a huge victory. For golf and for television, right? He is going to tee off on Thursday, and he's playing in a nice group, group 27. That'll be 1:24 Eastern. So you'll get up on the East Coast at 10:30 in the morning on Thursday. By the way, weather is going to play a major factor in the tee times and how much golf they get in on day one of the Masters. He'll play with Jason Day and Max Homa. And by the way, Max Homa, who's won at Farmers, who's won some tournaments, very capable. He's been a little shaky this year, but he's kind of my wild card pick. And I'll give you my pick. I'm not going to wait till, you know, Wednesday. I'm going to give you my pick early this year because I think I got it. I got three guys. You know, I'm going to pick one to win, and then I'll give you a couple of others. But if my winner comes out of those three, I'm going to feel good about it because it is very hard to pick golf tournaments when you have 90 guys teeing up. And in some cases, some tournaments have 156. Got to qualify for the Masters. So, but the other one, I think you can, the other groupings you can look at, and there's some historical ones too, which you want to pay homage, but you look at this one. I mean, you've got Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Xander Schauffele. That's group 14. They go out at 10:42 East on Thursday. Hideki Matsuyama, Will Zalatoris, and Justin Thomas, they will go off at 10:18 East. Fowler, M.W. Lee, Patrick Cantlay. Cantlay he's going to get a green jacket. I'm tipping my hand on my picks, but Patrick Cantlay is going to win a green jacket. Now that's saying a lot, but this kid is right there. He's been close. He is excellent. UCLA, tragedy in his life, of course, again, involved in an accident, which claimed a life, not his fault, no charges. But he has really over the years just come around with some real mental toughness and just raw talent. Patrick Cantlay is going to figure prominently. Hey, this could be the year. You know, historically, you get Mickelson out there, you get Woods, you see some guys. Sergio, he's now over on the LIV Tour. Sergio used to be a crowd favorite. Now he's kind of not the face of the defectors to the LIV Tour, but in a way, just and I don't want to say this the wrong way, he's an irritant. Is what he is. And it's not that he does anything, but you know, he's a great player. He's won. And so, you know, he comes back for the balance of his golfing professional career. But he kind of spearheaded that first group of people who defected. And with that came a lot of baggage, a lot of criticism. And basically, he gave everyone the proverbial, you know what. So, you know, he comes as a little bit of an irritant, but there's still people, you know, he is the sassy Spaniard, and he's still got a heck of a lot of ability. Again, on the right day, right set of conditions, could he be in the hunt on Sunday? 100%. 100%. It would take a lot, but it's possible. In a way, he's a horse for the course, but don't forget now, we're getting older. So is Sergio. So that's going to be a factor. You know, and then there's some sentimental things. Zach Johnson, we were there in 2007. Kid from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Drake University, wasn't the best player on his college golf team. That was Ben Pettit and Zach Johnson. Over par, one over par, held off Tiger Woods, held off a handful of other would-be pursuers to win a green jacket. It stunned everybody. I'll never forget it because I left Augusta that year on Saturday night. I checked that. I left Sunday morning. I took a flight from Augusta to Charlotte and then Charlotte to Hartford, Connecticut. And then I drove north to our family Easter. It was Easter Sunday. That's why I left early. And I got to Northampton, Massachusetts, and my phone rang, and the Masters had gone final, and I'll never forget it. Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe called me and said, all right, Marty, start talking. Tell me about Zach Johnson. Because he, other than what was in the media notes and the 3 days of pursuing a green jacket, people didn't know who the heck Zach Johnson was. And quite frankly, they didn't care. He was just a golfer, and he was somewhere from the Midwest. He played well at places like the Milwaukee Open or John Deere. He also, you know, the tournament that used to feed into Augusta was played right outside of Atlanta in Duluth. I don't even remember the name of the tournament. Now it's the Texas Open or you know, the Houston Open in Texas. That's been kind of the feeder tournament to Augusta. But it used to be in Duluth, Georgia. And Zach always played well there. And so he got the attention of some people. But in 2007, he put it together like you read about. And he looked back. And again, like Nicholas won it 1 year at plus one. He tied for the worst score ever to win, along with the Golden Bear, the worst score ever to win it. But you got to remember, there was a huge weather factor. It was cold and damp. And it was just, and that's what can happen at Augusta. You know, you can get it one of a million ways, but when it gets cold and you get that cold front, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's only April. It's not like it's May, June, July, or August. You know, it's not like the dog days of summer. So the weather can go the other way. And that's where I think his Midwestern lineage, his Midwestern DNA, he had played in golf tournaments coming up the pike in very tough conditions, and he weathered it extremely well. Tiger was from California. Tiger lived in Florida. Now, Zach ultimately ended up at St. Simons in Georgia, but until then, he was a Midwestern guy. He spent his life in Cedar Rapids and then at Drake University in Des Moines. And so it was a heck of a performance just to get to the winner's circle. It was remarkable. So when you're handicapping this tournament, there's a lot of factors that you have to pay attention to, and one of them, without a doubt, is the weather. There's no question about it. All right, so some of the other pairings, John Rahm, of course, defending champion. He'll play with Matt Fitzpatrick and Dunlop. Rahm will go off at 10:30 East, part of Unlucky, perhaps, Group 13. We should see on that. We told you about Scheffler, McIlroy, and Schauffele. That'll be a good one. Victor Hovland, he's another guy. Really, really good. I mean, we saw the U.S. Open win. He can go low in a hurry, hits the ball a mile. He's been inconsistent this year, though. He really has. Victor Hovland's been, you know, quiet as a mouse, but that can turn. He can turn on a dime. It'll be fascinating to see that. Other than that, I think we've hit pretty much the major groups here. You know, Patrick Reed has won before. What was it, 2018 or 19? He's local. Augusta, horse for the course. All the cliches apply. We told you it'll be Day, Homa, and Woods. That'll be a massive following. Tiger still brings them. He really does. You get out on that golf course and you look And once in a while, you know, if Tiger, which what you know what he's going to do, he'll par the first in all probability. He'll get to the relatively easy par five second, roll in a birdie putt. You'll hear the roar, and it'll be here we go again with Tiger. But it's not going to last. It just isn't. This is not a tournament I think he can be realistically expected to contend, but he might. I'll give you my pick before the top of the hour. We look forward to that. You know, just the other things. I mean, Jim Nantz continues on. It was weird last night for me, even though we've gotten a taste of Ian Eagle throughout the tournament, kind of the A squad with Grant Hill and, you know, I'm freezing on his name. It'll come to me. But anyways, you know, and then you got Tracy Wolfson, the whole crew, Bill Raftery. So, you know, you've got that troika in the booth for CBS or, you know, the CBS cluster. It's just different. I hated to see Nantz go, but you know what? Nantz wants to concentrate on his first love. He was a teammate of Freddie Couples at the University of Houston on the golf team there. This is something. He's what, 64 years old. He's got another, I would think, five or six. He's got one more deal, I think, with CBS. And Nantz is, I mean, he is the voice and in a way the face of Augusta in the Masters. It's telling you that springtime is here, and he just does a marvelous job. So I'm glad he's back. So Trevor Immelman does a nice job as well. I loved Faldo. I thought Nantz and Faldo were outstanding. All right, lots to get to. We'll tube talk before the top of the hour. Celtics, Bucks, there won't be much action there as, the Celtics are basically sitting everybody down. We shall see. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, also by Innovative Wellness, their grand opening coming up on Thursday in Clive, Iowa. We're coming back on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Well, don't look now. The White Sox are scoring some runs. Boy, they got off. As much as there's been some surprisingly good teams off to, great starts. Boy, there's been some team. And the White Sox are going to be god awful anyways. But I have a little fun with that. Home opener yesterday in Cleveland. We were there with the Iowa and the South Carolina folks. And, the Guardians were – did I say the Indians? I hope I didn't say that again. But anyways, the Guardians. The Rocket Mortgage Arena and the Progressive Field are right next door to each other. We were there in 2016 when the Cubs won the World Series. Speaking of the Cubs, wow. Now, this is why, you're watching basketball on a Monday night. The game got away. It's 75-60 final. Yeah, you want to hang around. And I didn't, though, for one shining moment. You hang around for the post-game analysis. And you see, Newton get the player of the tournament, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, look at this. Cubs, Padres, little West Coast baseball. Look at this. Cubbies are up 8-0. Oh, we'll call it good. Night-night, right? Wrong. Absolutely wrong. My Lord. And Tatis polished them off with a ta-ta. Two-run blast. What a disaster. I mean, that is... aren't you glad you don't bet baseball or any sports? How about that? 8-0. And I put that one in the W column. So we shall see. Progressive Field, hey, listen, 73-degree day in Cleveland on the banks of Lake Erie. Nice little breeze coming off there at 16 miles an hour out of the southwest. So you got a nice warm breeze, and you got the Guardians in a hole 5-2. Let's go to the Red Sox home opener, which for years, if I was able to do it, you loved it. This Orioles team is not to be messed with. Now, look at the Red Sox are 7-4 right now, trailing only the Yankees. But Colton Cowser, four runs. Corbin Burns, excellent performance. 7 innings, allowed 2 hits. The Red Sox were just banjo hitters today. And Burns improves to 2-0. What an acquisition for the Orioles. Just really showed them up. But Tyler O'Neill is continuing to, I think he's got to lead the majors right now, I would think. Home runs, right? Number 6 today. Cleared the Green Monster. But, wow. Cowser huge today. This is just going to be a team that is going to win probably, minimum of 90, maybe 95 games. Dare I say 100? I don't know. I think 100 might be a stretch. But this Oriole team, is going to be great. Santander, Mullins, Cowser, Richmond, I think is how you pronounce it. He's outstanding. This Baltimore team is going to be great. Now, they didn't have to go to the bullpen much today, but I'm just curious as to what they did in terms of, so it was Colombe and then Webb, and they just Colombe came on there, struck out the side in the 8th, and then Webb mopped up in the 9th. So there you go. But 13 hits in Fenway, seven runs across the board, 7-1 over the Red Sox. They'll get back at it tomorrow. Two surprisingly good teams today, also in the afternoon. And again, in the overnight, you get updated on all these scores. The Pirates and that National League Central, I think, is going to be finally a year where if you want the standings to look like they have most years, you might want to stand on your head. Because I think Pittsburgh's legit. Now look at their 9-3. This is a sliver, a sliver size sample. But this team might be interesting to watch. So we shall see. And I don't know if this, I don't think this was their home opener, but they're playing some baseball, and I think it's great. You know, Pittsburgh, when you really think about that town, what do you think of? You know, obviously you think about the Steelers, but in their heyday, Pittsburgh was a really fun baseball town. It really was. And now you're just seeing just a glimmer of it coming back. I mean, I honestly, I look at the, I probably recognize two or three names on that team. That's on me. But I'm going to get around to watching this pitch. But they went with Perez today. Look at this pitching performance. And again, this is Martin Perez. I don't have his career stats in front of me. I could get him. But this guy's been a journeyman. He's been everywhere, right? I mean, he has absolutely been everywhere. He has been Boston, Texas, and now Pittsburgh. There's probably another stop or two in there, too. But today, matinee game, 8 innings pitched, allowed 6 hits, a run, struck out 7, didn't walk anybody. Bednar came out of the pen, got the loss. So this game got away from the Pirates late. Tigers win it 5-3. Don't look now. And this is another town. When you think of Detroit, what do you think of? You don't think of the Tigers. You think of them last. You're probably thinking right now in the here and now, what? Lions? I was going to say Lions, Tigers, and Bears. No. Lions, Red Wings, Tigers, Pistons, right? I mean, the Pistons are god-awful. You might even talk about them more because, hey, they're going to get a draft choice and they're probably going to be, you know, the next couple of years, they will build slowly but surely and be, you know, I don't know if they're going to be the bad boys again, but they're bad boys right now in a different way. But I would love to see, listen, the Detroits and the Pittsburghs of the world, I'd like to see it. I really do. I want to see it. It's like you want to see, you know, that American League East. I think it's great. Look at these teams right now that are off to great starts. And the Red Sox have finished, what, last, what, 3 out of the last 4 years? I don't know what this team is going to be about. I know this. Trevor Story announced today season-ending shoulder surgery. And this acquisition has just been, it's been horrible. If you look at their acquisitions over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, the Red Sox have gone out and got named players, and it's been a disaster. Carl Crawford, Chris Sale, Edgar Renteria, the Panda. I miss it. There's probably at least 5 more. I mean, you want to talk about an organization that swings and misses. It's crazy. Absolutely terrible. They go out, they get a name player, the fan base gets a little excited, and El Busto. And I think Chris Sale and Carl Crawford are the face. They are the absolute poster child for Chris Sale. I mean, what a disappointment. And I don't know. Look, he'll get down to Atlanta and probably turn into Cy Young material for all I know. But I mean, the guy got, he got hurt getting out of bed in the morning. And so lo and behold, here comes Trevor Story. And the story with him has just been just pathetic. And now it's not his fault. I mean, he's playing hard. You know, a gritty, gutsy player, excited when they picked him up. Boom. All of last year, what did he play? I don't know. I got the Red Sox media guide here. I could probably look at, a handful of games. And now, look, a handful of games this year, bye-bye for the season. We shall see. My point is it going to be the Yankees to run away and hide this year? I don't think so. Baltimore is going to stay in there. I think Toronto and Tampa are both interesting. I do think the Red Sox will be hard-pressed to escape the basement in the American League East, but they could, but it's not likely. And what are they going to do? If they do move up a notch or two, who's it going to be at the expense of? Toronto, Tampa, not going to be the Yankees or Orioles. I think this Baltimore-Yankee thing, it's never going to be a Baltimore-Yankee rivalry that's going to match Boston and New York. That rivalry is ingrained into those fan bases. But I'll tell you right now, Baltimore has got talent. They got a great skipper in Hyde and the pitching staff, and they've shored up the bullpen. This is going to be a fun team to watch. Now, when you go over the National League, I said the Central, stand on your head to read the standings. Why? Because I do think Pittsburgh can hang around and contend. I do. And we shall see about, you know, Milwaukee. We'll see about the Cubs. We'll see about the Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals are going to be very good. And that's not saying a whole lot. But that division there, I mean, on the surface, you'd probably say Milwaukee, but they've lost a lot, including the guy in Baltimore, Corbin Burns, today, who pitched at Fenway and pitched outstanding. So we shall see. The Cubs are interesting. I will say this. They are interesting. New manager, clean slate. Last night, notwithstanding, they're going to hold on to leads. Now, you never know in that ballpark, though. Obviously, north side of Chicago, Wrigley Field, wind blowing out off the water. You know what that could be like. But they are built to be, I think, vastly improved. Enough to win that division, that might be a stretch, but I think they'll be in the thick of it. And we shall see. Now, the other thing, baseball-wise, that's come out is, you know, the injuries. You know, you've had the situation in Cleveland. You know, the ace goes down, Tommy John. You know, baseball, Tony Clark, they want to say, well, it's the pitch count, you know, or it's the pitch clock. It's making guys go too fast, throw too many pitches too quickly. That sounds like a stretch to me. It really does. The Tommy John and the arm problems are more about, I think, throwing the baseball, which is an unnatural motion, to the tune of, I'm not saying that it wasn't like this in the old days, but you're throwing the ball, what, you know, 90s? Low 100s, you're throwing it a lot, you're snapping off curves, you're snapping off knuckle curves, it's, you know, all sorts of cutters, and ultimately the wear and tear is too much. This idea that the pitch count is complicit might be a stretch. It might be a small factor, but I think it really is. Just today's pitchers are built to do what? Just throw absolute gas. And there are some pitchers there that finesse it with off-speed stuff. But primarily, what does your phenom pitcher have? Ungodly, almost unhittable speed, and with a wrinkle here and a cutter here and an off-speed pitch here. But primarily, they get you down on the count. You're going to get blown away in most cases by a fastball. And we're seeing some of the other pitchers, including the Japanese imports, you know, trying to finesse their way through. Some will do it, some will. Over time, though, I don't know. Most of these guys, they can't make it through a second tour through a lineup before these major league hitters figure them out. And then they put a hurting on a baseball. And it's true. It doesn't take these professional hitters. Most of the people will tell you when they go through, they see a pitcher, a second at bat or a third at bat, lo and behold, it be a divisional opponent where you see the guy 19 times a year and you get four rips. That's 80 at bats. They figure it out for the most part. The real talented are the ones that are really zeroed in. National League West. Listen, it should be the Dodgers putting on a display of fireworks, both at the plate, in the field. Mookie, I think right now, I would say if he stays healthy, I know Ohtani is, you know, the big draw, but Mookie Betts and that Dodger team is going to be dangerous. It really is. And look at Mookie settling into infield positions, off to a good start. Nothing to suggest, you know, every player for the most part goes through a dip. There is the ebb and flow of a long 162 game regular season. Make no mistake about that. But I will tell you this, Mookie is good. I think honestly, he's going to be the MVP this year. I do. If he keeps it going, he for sure will. And that says a lot because, Mr. Ohtani, with all this other circus stuff dying down, we know what he means to baseball and how talented he is. All right, we'll come back. Afternoon baseball, we kind of gave you a glimpse of that. We'll look ahead to tonight. Puck, it's going to be good. Boston's got a big game. As they got Carolina in, we shall see about the Hurricanes and Bruins. We'll keep an eye on that and scores throughout the night on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back, close it up. Don't go away. I'll give you my Masters pick as well.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, down the home stretch. Outstanding work out of Adam Jimenez today. We told you afternoon baseball. Orioles slapped around the Red Sox home opener at Fenway 7-1. Detroit over Pittsburgh 5-3. Dodgers Twins, they're going to be dealing. Glasnow's going to go against Varland. They're going to get weather there. There's some rain, probably a slight rain delay, patchy rain. So they'll get that game in. Dodgers up in the Twin Cities. But they can't wait to get out of there, right? Masters will tee off par 3 tomorrow. ESPN will have it 3 East, noon Pacific. Always like that. See the kiddies out there with dad and families, par 3. And then away we go on Thursday. I won't say – I'm not going to play weatherman, although I like to. They're going to have nasty weather Thursday. I would look for double tee times on Friday. They're not going to get in a full round. We're going to get heavy rain. If you look in the south, it's going to move right up the coast, and it's going to hit Atlanta and drift out towards South Carolina and right up the shore. That means Augusta, Hilton Head, that whole area, Myrtle Beach. So they're going to get drenched on Thursday. So no completo of the golf rounds on Thursday, round one of the Masters. So we look forward to it. My pick is Rory. He is due. He has blown the lead before. He's had it. We go back, a handful of years or more. Gets to the 10th hole and just snap hooks it out of bounds. He's got the lead. You think he's got this thing, and he frittered away a sizable lead. Not this time. I think he's going to win it. My other two kind of cheeky picks, I reference Patrick Cantlay. He's going to win this eventually. I don't know if this will be the year, but he's got a huge shot. And I love Max Homa. Max Homa was awesome the last couple of years. He has really cooled off, but he has a way to find and grind his way back into it. So that's where I'm going. I'm going Rory, Cantlay, or Homa. That's my troika. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to the whole crew, Innovative Wellness Grand Opening Thursday, Masters First Day. Enjoy it out in Clive, Iowa with Christy and Andrew Steiger. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios on Sports Overnight.